You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We're in the aftermath of Tuesday's election, and aftermath is one of those words whose origins we know, but there are other words whose origins remain completely uncertain.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
And I've got to say, it is so nice to talk to you after, I don't know, 5 or 6 days that felt more like a year, wouldn't you say?
It has been quite a week, and it seems like a great week to talk about the word aftermath, which our listener Sybil wrote us about, saying, can you talk about where that word comes from? I had never thought about this word, and I love where it comes from. It comes from agriculture. And what you need to know is that the word math here goes all the way back to Old English, and it means a mowing, as in mowing a meadow or a field.
So not mathematics.
And so that means that the aftermath is the second crop or the new growth that comes after the field or the meadow has been mowed. And so that is the aftermath. That shows up by the 1400s. And soon after, we get a figurative use, which would be the period or state of affairs following a significant event, like the mowing of a field. It can often be used for an event that is destructive or harmful or unwelcome consequences. But this week, I have heard people all over the political spectrum talking about the aftermath of the election.
There's going to be aftermath, regardless of where you stand.
So that's a nice example where we know the etymology of the word. We also had a listener write in about a word where we don't know the origins. The question came from Leslie. And Rebecca, there's some question about how to pronounce this word. So I'm going to spell it and you tell me how you pronounce it. K-I-B-O-S-H.
So that is kibosh.
And that is how I say it, most commonly in the phrase to put the kibosh on something. If you look in standard dictionaries, most of them will provide as their first pronunciation kibosh, also sometimes kibosh. And then in some dictionaries, you'll get kibosh, which is what you and I say and what I'm going to use for the rest of this segment. Now, we do not know where this comes from. It shows up in the 1830s in London. Dickens uses it in 1836 in Sketches by Boz. There are multiple theories. I have to say, I always assumed it was from Yiddish.
I did too. It sounds like Yiddish.
And that is one of the theories, but we have no good evidence that it goes back to Yiddish or Hebrew. Some argue it goes back to a physical object for striking, maybe from Arabic or Turkish or French. There's a theory that it goes back to a clogmaker's tool. Another theory that it's from a Gaelic phrase, meaning the cap of death, and goes back to judges who were pronouncing death sentences. Anatoly Lieberman, who is an amazing etymologist at the University of Minnesota, has written about this multiple times, and he says, in the end right now, this word looks foreign, but at the moment it is, quote unquote, stateless. We don't know where it's from. Now, I got to thinking about the question of noun versus verb. As I said, I tend to use it in put the kibosh on something. Can you kibosh something or kibosh it?
No, I would just use it the way that you said, to put the kibosh on something.
And I now am going to be listening to myself, but you can find it as a verb. And there's a great example from Seinfeld in 1992, where there's a character who, here's the quote, Jerry, Joe Davola. I know what you said about me, Seinfeld. I know you badmouthed me to the execs at NBC. Put the kibosh on my deal. Now I'm going to put the kibosh on you. You know, I've kiboshed before and I will kibosh again.
I remember that one.
Which is great. And then I thought, can one be kiboshing or kiboshing? It seemed hard to believe, but went and looked and in fact found an example from Parent Magazine where a mom was writing about her 4-year-old son and writes, Aaron knows I might react by kiboshing all multimedia today. So clearly it's out there. You'll notice I'm moving between both pronunciations because I don't know how I pronounce it if I use it as a verb. But this is one where people are clearly still using the word, but we have no idea right now where it comes from.
Well, I am going to go ahead and put the kibosh on this segment. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Talk to you next week.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.